Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to Secretary of Labor Tom Perez and Russell Simmons from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sibley J, good morning. I look forward to being in Arkansas, Little Rock tomorrow, talk to the Arkansas Democratic Caucus, and so looking forward to spending some time with them on there. Yesterday, of course, in the nation's capital, President Barack Obama unveiled the My Brother's Keeper initiative at the White House, calling together public and private sector to confront exactly what is happening with our young boys of color. One of the folks who obviously has been involved in this initiative and has been worked on for the past year is Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, who joins us right now. Before I ask about that, Valerie, first, yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder was taken to the hospital by his security detail after feeling a bit faint in the morning. What is his status?
He's good. I talked to him last night. He's in good shape. He's home, and he'll be bouncing back very quickly. But thank you for asking him. He just said he was so touched by so many people around the country who were checking on him.
Is he going to Mardi Gras and Mobile?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well,
he better pace himself.
His wife is a doctor, so he really going to have to listen to her right now.
You got that right. She's the first one I talked to, so she's going to, you know.
Yes. So AG Holder, yes, listen to Sharon. Trust me, she knows what she's talking about. Valerie, yesterday, obviously, the big initiative by the president announced. One of the questions, the first question I have is, there's obviously, I've heard, a couple of $100 million initiative, public and private sector. How is this sort of being coordinated, this effort? Is it a central location being run out of the White House, or is it going to be some other sort of apparatus to sort of lead this effort?
Well, let's walk through it. Roland, thanks for asking, and thank you both for letting me come on. I have to tell you, from a very personal perspective, yesterday was one of the most amazing days in the 5 years that I have been in the White House. Mm-hmm. To see the outpouring of support for this initiative is tremendous. So what we have right now is this. We have 10 foundations who have committed to invest an additional $200 million. That's on top of the $150 million they have already been spending on programs such as the one in Chicago that we highlighted yesterday, Becoming a Man. And as you all remember, the president visited some young men there a year ago this month and was really touched by them, invited them to the White House for Father's Day, and developed a real bond with these young men. And so so the foundations have a track record of supporting programs that work. And what we want to do is take those kind of initiatives to scale. So this is not some new big government program. This really is going to be a private-public partnership, and the president signed a presidential memorandum, because you all remember he's going to use that pen anytime he can this year for action. And the presidential memorandum creates a task force of the agencies in the federal government who could positively affect the outcome of these boys and young men. So in the next 90 days, they're going to survey all of their existing programs and figure out how to make them smarter and more efficient and transparent, and figure out how to really fund what's working, because we have a lot of data now that shows what's working. So in addition to that initiative going on at the federal level, pursuant to the president's directive, in the next 90 days, the foundations are also going to be collaborating with business leaders, and we have several who are very interested in being engaged. Adam Silver from the NBA was there yesterday, Magic Johnson, Ken Chenault is interested in getting involved, long list of business leaders who want to participate. So we're going to figure out what's the mechanism of working with them as well. So it is a true public-private partnership.
Okay, so Valerie, I'm getting a lot of text messages asking, how can my son sign up for this program?
Well, this is what I would recommend, is that a range of ways. In 90 days, what we're going to try to have is a website here in the federal government that highlights what works. And so you could either go to that website, or you could look in your local community. And we will be working with mayors across the country. Following the announcement yesterday, the president had a phone call with about 14 mayors from big cities who are working on this very issue right now, and challenging them to participate within this 90-day period too. So what I would say to people who want their children involved, give us a little bit of time to get the best ones up and on the website, because what we want to do is send your child to a program that works. Don't send them to one that doesn't work. And we want to use evidence-based analysis to figure out what's working. So, for example, the BAM program in Chicago, which we highly recommend, they have all kinds of metrics. Are the kids staying in school? Are they graduating from high school? Are they getting involved in the juvenile justice system? Are they being suspended or expelled from school? All those metrics are trending positively for the men who participate in the program. And so let's have that all over the country. Every city should have a BAM program.
Accountability, yep. Valerie, obviously is critically important in setting benchmarks as well. And so is that going to be a part of this as well? That way, every 90 days, where are we going? How are we doing? How many folks are we touching?
I have to say the president's direct involvement in this has been a tremendous boost. He met with the heads of several of these foundations about 4 or 5 months ago, and he challenged them. And he said, look, we need action now. I want you to come back to me and tell me what you think you'd be prepared to commit to do. And they did exactly what he asked them to do, plus more. And so I think this is a good example of where the bully pulpit can be tremendously powerful, not to mention just the president as a role model. And, you know, in the room last night where there were so many, yesterday, there were so many role models of terrific male leaders who want to mentor young men, who want to open opportunities for employment, internships, summer jobs are coming up. So there are infinite ways where everyone can help. Faith leaders have a role to play in their community. Everybody. I hear the music. You guys
have
to cut me off.
Will you come back on when this is set up?
You know I will.
Okay.
Yes, invite me back in 90 days, and we'll have more to report.
Okay, good. Good.
Thank you all for your support.
Thank you very much,
Beverly Jarrett, Senior Advisor.
Care.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That was really powerful yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I already said every teacher of a little boy of color should play that in their classroom.